Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is the Michael K. Show.
As Long had tried to make a diving, tipped it. Mahomes, who tiptoes inside the 10. Still not down. Oh, what a run!
It is a 10-year extension worth $450 million in the extension.
It's been 2 years, and I don't see how anybody's going to be able to figure this kid out.
So once you have the quarterback, everything else fits into place.
The question, will you get that production over the next 10 years? And there's every reason to believe you would. Every reason to believe.
This is the Michael K. Show.
This kid is going to go down, at least from what we've seen here, as one of the greats of all time.
On 98.7 ESPN.
402 in the big city. It's Don and Peter here on the K Show on Yes and 98.7 ESPN New York. Coming up this weekend from Lake Tahoe, a really interesting golf tournament. I know Peter is going to be on top of this one. Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, two-time defending champion Tony Romo, Charles Barkley, Larry Fitzgerald, Ray Romano, Roger Clemens, Jerry Rice, all participating in the American Century Golf at Lake Tahoe. Proceeds going to social justice, COVID-19 relief, and regional Lake Tahoe nonprofits also participating. And not even concerned that Vegas has him a 500-to-1 shot is the Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis, and he joins us here on the Michael K. Show. It's Don LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
All right, do you focus on 500-to-1, or do you say, you know what, I've got the same odds to win this thing as a guy that just signed a 10-year, $500 million contract to Patrick Mahomes?
It's one of those where you don't get caught up in the odds. You go out there, you play, and you see what happens. You let those guys do their job, you do your job.
I just wanted to know.
Sportsnet, where it's going to be, Golf Channel as well, Peter.
I just wanted to know, Jerome, how much more famous would I have to be, and do I have to get my score under 100 to get involved with a tournament like this?
Yeah, you got to have a very, very low score. And your stars, you got to shine a little brighter. You got to say something bad about a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm not willing to. I just don't know if I have it. Now, what do you shoot? I know you love the game.
I'm about a 680 cap, but I mean.
Wow.
In the high to mid-70s.
Now, did you play golf when you played, Jerome, or was this something after you retired?
Yeah, it was really something after I retired. I hacked it around. Teammates, we would play. Cordell Stewart was really the guy that introduced me to golf. And then when I retired, I started getting lessons. And you have nothing to do. So it was like, okay, let me work on it. I had a one-year-old at the house. So it was like, okay, let me do something to get me out of the house.
And golf will get you out. Going to play golf, my friend came this weekend and we played a couple times and we were joking, like, going to play golf, it's like a day trip. I mean, you're gone for a while.
Yeah, it's a 4 or 5 hour situation. So, you know, it's one of those, you got to be ready for it. And my wife is I'm so blessed because she's okay with me playing golf and not being home as much, but you got to have someone, a partner that's comfortable with it.
Right, and some aren't. So that's got to be you got to be fortunate. We're talking to Jerome Bettis. You got Tony Romo as a two-time defending champion. We know Curry is a great golfer. Who is the best that you're going to face coming up this weekend? Who do you think the best former player is?
Well, you've got to go with Tony Romo because he's a two-time champ. So, right. I mean, he knows how to win. Of all the other guys, he knows how to win. So you can't discount that. he's going to be the favorite regardless.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Do you have any perception of why Coach Tomlin kind of continues to get a hard time from certain people in the business? You know, we sort of, from our perspective, look at the success he's had in Pittsburgh and just think, this is a team that's been perennially good under his watch. He seems to get it done regardless of injury, regardless of who they have available. And yet I always hear voices questioning him. What do you think about Coach Tomlin and what do you attribute that to?
You know what? That's a great question. He's been an outstanding coach. And I think a lot of it is people think, you know, because he kind of inherited a good football team, that for some reason he's not, you know, capable. I mean, the team that he inherited is gone. These are all his guys except for Ben Roethlisberger. But, you know, he's done an amazing job. So I don't know why he doesn't get the credit he deserves. But after seeing the job that he did last year with the football team that should have been probably 4-12 or 5-11, for them to be 8-8 and, you know, have a chance to play in the playoffs, that was incredible.
Well, we only have Jerome for a limited amount of time, so I want to ask you a couple of things before we let you go. First off, how would you feel if you were a current player playing a season amidst this pandemic?
Yeah, you know what? I'll be nervous. I would want to play, but I would be nervous. You know, I love the game, and when I was playing, that's all I wanted to do was play. But you're definitely nervous because the one thing you do understand is that this pandemic is real, and, you know, people are dying. So I'd have a lot of pause, but I would still want to play.
And finally, we're kind of just seeing the money not going to running backs anymore, right? The game, it's going to edge pass rushers. It's going to quarterbacks. I mean, how do you feel about, you know, these running backs that just, you know, we saw what happened with Le'Veon Bell, just not getting paid and just not prioritized the way they were when you played?
Well, I don't think it's that they're not prioritized. I think when you see Saquon, his deal, when it comes up, he's going to get paid. So Ezekiel Elliott, he got paid. When the guy is a feature back, he's going to get paid. So I don't think it's a situation where it's just not – they're not paying running backs. They're just not going to pay any running back. They're going to pay the elite running backs what they deserve.
And I have one last thing for you, sure. Bus. Did you realize at the time when you did your little guest spot on The Office – that you were like a part of a show that was going to be completely iconic? And was there, do you have any sort of memories or any fun things that happened behind the scenes with Steve Carell?
You never think that something you do like that is going to be part of a cult following. And it has become that. My daughter, you know, binge watched all of The Office, she never knew I was on it. So when she saw me, she was like, "Dad, I can't believe you were actually on The Office. Why didn't you tell me?" And I'm like, I did that years ago. I mean, you were like 4 or 5 years old when I did that. So it was, you know, it's one of those things where you don't ever think about it until it happens. And when I was on the set, it was hilarious. We didn't have a script. So they just were throwing things, and it was the most funniest, and I couldn't laugh. So
we
had to retake because I kept laughing.
Jerome, good luck. Of course, he'll be playing with Aaron Rodgers, Curry, Romo, Barkley. That's coming up, the 31st annual televised event. NBC, NBC Sportsnet, Golf Channel this week, and American Century Golf at Lake Tahoe. Enjoy it. Best of luck. I hope you win.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Take care.
All right, that's Jerome Bettis. It's always fun when we have him on.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.